everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi. So this is our last episode of 2023.
Peace out, 2023.
Miss ya, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it wasn't bad for me.
I mean, it was better than the last couple years.
Yeah. It's not great. I feel like if you have an okay year, then that's like a win.
It was a year.
Okay. You know how some people do like highs and lows of the year?
Okay.
Let's do highs and lows of investigations. So what was your favorite investigation and your least favorite this year?
Easy. Crescent.
Yeah, I'd probably go Crescent.
I was going to say Crescent or the Old Mets Mortuary because I really liked that place.
It was really cool.
It was cool.
We should go back there again.
We should.
I would go back.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your least favorite? Or maybe not least favorite, but just...
My low.
Your lowest of lows.
My low was the Hamilton Primary School.
I knew you were going to say that.
For just reasons, kidding. Reasons we will not talk about.
Reasons untold.
All right.
Lindsay champion.
What was your low?
Like in terms of evidence stuff?
We could do evidence or just places. Like we always say we want to go back. Where's the place that you're like, I don't know if I need to go back.
I don't know if I need to go back to Carriage House. It was fun because we were celebrating and like we did a really fun dance for TikTok.
That's true.
And we obviously are rewriting how to do pass and...
Race
for the hospitals. So you're welcome.
We did some more role playing. We are very good at role play.
That sounds weird.
It did sound weird.
Sounds weird.
We were in the bedroom when that happened.
Stop. We actually were.
Immediately, I take it back. As soon as I heard it come out, I said, Lindsay, don't say that.
Too late.
We role played in the bedroom.
But where's the lie? It's
very true. Also very innocent. Yeah. You could have been there. Anybody gonna watch? Fire
sexy fire safety.
We are like Dwight on The Office. We take fire safety very serious.
It was not sexy at all. It was me running around.
We're the safety officers.
I am the safety officer.
Of course you are.
You are. Yes. Okay, so...
So, but as far as like location goes, I mean, yes. It's so small that I feel like you probably don't need to go back, but I mean, I wouldn't hate it if you did.
I'd say mine would probably be the First Unitarian Church.
Okay. I could see that.
I just feel like we didn't get a lot there.
It was a really long drive and I don't know.
It's a really long drive.
If it was
worth the drive.
Because of what we caught. Yeah.
I'm not saying that to be negative. Like, we still had fun, had a great experience.
Sure.
But there's just some places you go there and you can just tell, like, I don't know if I need to come back. That's how I felt.
Okay.
So instead of resolutions for 2024, where do we want to go in 2024? One location.
I don't know the location, but I would love to go someplace in New Orleans.
Okay.
Same. Perhaps the Lollary Mansion.
I'd love to go there.
I don't even know if it's still open.
I have no idea.
Apparently, Nick Cage stand outside of it.
Nick Cage is now bankrupt.
He went bankrupt.
And he owned it.
He owned it. I didn't know that. I was like, what does Nick Cage have to do with anything?
Random fact.
I'm going to say Indiana Sanatorium.
Jones? I would love to go there.
Yes, right. I would love to go to the sanatorium because we've never been to a sanatorium and I really want to go.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about these things because we are going to share a haunted investigation tonight. And it is a revisit of one of our very first locations.
Aww.
We went back to Beatty Mansion.
Beatty.
In St. Joe.
Going back to Beatty.
And to pay tribute to, you know, St. Joe, we sang some Eminem while we were there as well.
Of course we did.
Of course.
How can you not?
Yeah.
So Beatty, as you guys remember, that was our second investigation that we ever went on together back in February 2020, because it was right before shutdown.
Yes. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we've been there. So you can listen to it on episode 160. And Boydston did a reboot. What am I calling it?
Re-edit.
And it's episode 160. So go listen to that if you want to hear the whole history. We're not going to go into all of the history.
Side note, we sound like little babies talking in that episode.
What was like right now?
Yes, all the time. But specifically in the re-edit, in the Beatty episode.
Because it was our second episode we ever recorded together.
Yep.
In Sarah's basement.
Yes.
We have moved basements.
We have.
Yes, two other Sarah's basements.
We have upgraded.
Not rude.
Just kidding.
flattered.
I don't feel like you're kidding. And while it's true, that's an inside thought, Lindsay.
I meant, like, look at our backdrop of all of our spooky stuff that we have.
Okay, all right.
And the cameras and the chairs.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm trying to cry myself to sleep.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
Baby Mansion was built in 1854, and it is St. Joe, Missouri, so not too far away from us.
Yes.
St. Joseph.
That's its formal name.
People don't know what St. Joe is.
That's its government name.
It goes by St. Joe. It's friends.
It goes by Joseph. All right, so Baby Mansion was built in 1854 in St. Joseph, Missouri. It's about an hour north of Kansas City. And it's traded hands a lot as far as ownership. Our favorite part was that it was owned by the Ladies Union Benevolent Association that we called
LUBA.
But many people call it the House on the Hill, and it has been known as the home for the friendless.
It's very sad.
It is very sad. But it used to be a house. It's also been a nursing home by Home for the Friendless. It was like a group home as well. So it's been a lot of things. And now you can just go and investigate.
Mm-hmm.
So Beatty is very haunted, supposedly. And when we were there, we caught our first ever growl.
Audible.
Oh, yes. Like we heard it with our ears.
With our own ears.
Not our spirit ears. Our ears. And it was caught on my iPhone.
That was like our pre-equipment.
We have upgraded an equipment. Yeah.
What's funny is, do we keep the growl in?
I think so.
I think it's in the episode.
In order to do that, Lindsay had to hold her phone up to the microphone.
We're precious.
And turn it up. So we did. We caught that in one room. And of course, we were like, we need to go back. We haven't been back. And we got the place to ourselves this time.
That's a big place.
That was our goal.
First time we went, it was a public investigation. So it was nice to be able to go and have the whole place to ourselves, get to stay the night, and just get free room with the place.
Yeah. Okay. First, I want to say this was when we were celebrating Lindsay's birthday.
It was.
So we got to bring a bunch of gifts for her. And before she got there, Boydston and I did a beautiful photo shoot. you can check that out on our TikTok page.
So Beatty is huge. It's a basement, first floor, and second floor, but there are so many rooms on the second floor, the first floor. The basement goes like way far back.
So we want to start at the basement?
Yes, and work our way up.
In the way it worked, we had a lot of recordings to go through at this location, which is great.
It might be our most that we've gathered.
It was.
Yeah.
Over 30 hours of audio.
And a lot of the times our recordings were kind of overlapping. We were recording while we were investigating in the area, and then we would also leave recorders there for when we were investigating elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try our best to like piece this part together.
Plus overnights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the first time we were there, Lindsay had her special moment with a spirit box.
I don't remember this at all. It was so long ago.
It was so special.
The guy with his red bucket.
Yes, George. It's coming back to me now. Yes, yeah. In that room. Uh-huh. Okay,
We were in a group setting. Nobody could get George to talk. And then Lindsay said, what color is your bucket?
And George only wanted to talk to me.
Yes.
I remember this now.
Okay. Yeah. Facts. Did you have anything in the basement?
I did. I had a recorder going that Lindsay left in what she called the creepy room. And I think we figured out that it's one of the basement rooms that there's a hallway that leads back to George's room slash workshop.
Yes.
There's a creepy hallway full of old shoes.
That people left behind.
Yeah. During that time, it was so quiet down there. I was quite impressed.
Yes.
And I could hear us occasionally upstairs, but really for the most part, it was very quiet. So mostly I can just hear taps here and there, and I can hear us upstairs. At one point, I do hear the REM pod go off upstairs, but I don't know where we are in comparison to that. So I don't know if we are setting it up or walking away, but I did hear it go off.
Yeah.
I definitely heard some thuds, maybe some in the room. And then I hear a little bit of movement in there. It kind of sounds like scritchy scratches.
Nope. Hope it wasn't some mice.
It very well could have been, but in the almost 200 minutes, I only heard it one time.
Okay.
I'd say the most interesting thing was when Lindsay's walking back downstairs to pick up the recorder, when we were through, we're going to move on. When she's at the top of the stairs, I can't hear you. But then as you're walking down the stairs, I hear a very loud whisper or breath into the recorder.
We also didn't spend a whole lot of time in the basement.
We did not.
I was very uncomfortable in that basement that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I got that whole house gave me really creepy vibes, but that basement was
I totally agree. Intense. I think everything felt really heavy this time. Yes. But I didn't want to go in the basement because I'm really weird about smells.
with like
yes.
dust and
that, but it wasn't that.
You have bad allergies too, I feel like. You're like the Zach of the team.
You need to get a respirator.
Can I be?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get the glasses too? It's,
his asthma bothers him. Yes, have actual like lenses that would go in your glasses.
I also have a real inhaler and cough medicine just off to the side here.
Sorry, Zach. I don't know what your vision is, but supposedly the basement is the most haunted part of the house.
Yeah.
So I had the overnight recording in the basement. I didn't catch any EVPs. It's just different noises. So at some point I heard like popping like firecrackers. And then I heard something being thrown. Like, ooh. I don't know. You can just, if you listen to audio as much as we do, you can just tell when something's being thrown. Then I heard something sliding across the floor. It almost sounded like you were sliding a cardboard box that was full of something across concrete.
Okay. Mm.
Very specific. And then other than that, just like tapping, sounded like something fell, and that's it.
But the vibes were off down there for you guys. The
vibes were definitely off down there.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. We had a recorder going while we investigated on the first floor by the doll staircase, which would have been the furthest away from the kitchen. We left the recorder on what we were calling the birthing chair.
We touched it.
I remember this chair. Is it the chair that has the hole?
It wasn't a birthing chair, but I think it was like either a rocking chair or a wheelchair. I think it's where you sat during our photo shoot.
Oh, so that was a wheelchair and the wicker had a... It's gone.
There's right some in the explosive crotch. Diarrhea that happened.
Yeah, it's gone. So anyways... That's what we called it the whole night. All right. So I questioned if Boydston was on Phasma because a few minutes into it, I hear a conversation going.
Was she just yelling out random words?
No. It's like a video was playing on the on somebody's phone. So I don't know what that is. Lindsay, about 10 minutes in, you hear a ringing, but I don't hear it on the recorder, which is interesting because throughout the night in our recordings, we hear several ringing noises. At about 12 minutes in, I asked someone to walk around upstairs. Boydston says she can hear something upstairs, but I couldn't catch it on the recorder. We keep asking, did you move? Did you move? Did you breathe?
I did breathe.
Constant. I did too. I'll admit it.
It was like several minutes of us going, did you just move? Did you breathe?
That's Lindsay breathing loudly.
Did you look at me?
I did. Several times in my notes too, I'm like... I think even at one point, I kept asking, Boydston feels her stomach? And I go, gosh dang, your stomach.
I know. I think I had the same recording. Yes.
We had Taco Bell for dinner.
We did.
We even had a party pack, and we stopped and ate more tacos as we were investigating.
Priorities.
That's what Boydston was like, listen, it's going to keep happening.
We didn't get through the party pack. We didn't put enough effort into it, but that's okay. We can try again.
Last time when we were like, we stopped at Taco Bell late at night and we're like, should we get a party pack? And we're like, no, we always regret
that. That was a good decision.
It was. We each got one taco instead of the four. We would have
had. I felt so much better.
Didn't wake up regretting every decision I made.
God, like a rock in my gut there.
Future Lindsay, when you listen to this episode, stop getting the party pack.
Just stop.
We're not going to stop getting the party pack.
Intervention.
Portion control. You don't need four tacos.
No, we got the party
pack. Everyone needs four tacos.
But this was different. It had, it was a box, remember? It had like burritos.
You had burritos in there.
And something, one of those cinnamon things.
It was beefy five-layer burritos, Cinnabon Delights, and tacos. Good.
I liked the variety.
Yes, we had them cold hours later. Yes, we did. We make good life decisions when we are investigating.
Agreed.
I mean, it's a good financial decision. It's very cheap.
It is.
So I see a shadow move in the kitchen, which I called out. And I feel like at one point I thought I heard a whisper after I'm talking or like while I'm talking, but it's very hard to hear. And it also could have been movement through one of us, but none of us called it out. Rude of us.
It's probably my stomach.
I can't believe it because the rest of the time we're like, did you move? Did you breathe? Did you look at me? What was that noise?
Are you alive? We
didn't call that one out. So who knows? That's all I had on the first floor.
Okay. I had the first floor. So we went to the kitchen. All right. So we did do Phasma in the kitchen. This was literally right after we had the extra Taco Bell.
Delicious.
So the kitchen also has a lot of shadow figures, child size and adult size as well.
Oh.
That like to walk through the kitchen. There are some tables set up in this kitchen. And there's a bar as well. And so you guys were sitting at one table. I was sitting at the other table doing Phasma. So that way we were far apart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The recorder somehow was by me. And I
love that for you.
I think it's because I can't hear anything. I yell so much sometimes.
I have zero comment because you'll be offended.
I put in this. I was like, why am I yelling? Okay. So we're going to go through Phasma here.
Sometimes you do.
I know
it's because we crank up the volume on the Phasma. So
we
have to speak over it.
So we had just come from the growl room upstairs, which we will get to. But you guys were talking about how you had just heard a woman's voice up there.
That is true.
So then we start. And as soon as I start doing Phasma, I'm saying that you guys were talking about that because the first two words I say on Phasma is proof paranormal.
Okay.
Proof of the paranormal.
You did it. You proved it.
And nailed so it. Then Sarah goes, can you show Lindsay? Can you tell us how? And I said, a ghost. What kind?
Also, what kind of a question is that?
Can you tell us how?
You said, are you,
prove it.
Are you mocking us?
Oh, that sounds more like it. I'm like, what?
We did have, I forgot to say this, we had the REM pod set up as well on the bar, and the REM pod went off at this point.
Hmm.
Sarah said, hello. And I said, hello, who? Oh.
Hello, you.
And then Boydson starts coughing because she had just eaten. And as she's coughing, I go, warning, make it stop.
I think you were getting over a cold because I heard you on the recordings.
No, what she said was, because I wrote this down,
oh.
Some beef got stuck in her throat. Do you remember this?
Never mind. Disregard this.
And you called it a beef hole.
I don't remember that.
Did I call it a beef hole?
That sounds like you were talking about how beef got stuck in your throat. And you said beef in the hole? Beef hole.
Please don't talk about my beef hole.
Again, I say this because me, on the Phasma, who's hearing nothing of this conversation, and I just get to hear this listening back, and I'm like, what in the world is a beef hole?
It's where I aspirated the beef.
But I, on Phasma, said, stop. Did you make that up?
Yes, she did.
And you said, I did. And then you coughed again, and I go, was that spirit? Warning.
It's the spirit of my beef hole.
After we are done with this, I'm going to let you guys listen to the beef hole because it was quite the conversation.
I believe it. You just can't leave us alone.
It's going to come out again here.
God.
So then I said, hello, Sarah. And then I said, my friend. And then I literally yelled, ah, really loud. My ears bled. And then I said, on the recording, I said, why am I yelling? And you can just hear Sarah dying of laughter.
Turns out she still is. And never stopped.
That's all I hear. It's just her laughing as I'm screaming. So then I say, the spirits were not happy because then they said, I scratched Sarah.
Oh.
Which you said when you had walked in the kitchen before we started all this that you felt like you had been stabbed in the shoulder.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No. They don't like my beef hole comment.
They knew you were going to say something stupid. They're like, just stab her now.
So you guys are talking about how you felt like you had been stabbed when you walked in. And I said, did you do this?
Oh,
so then you see a light in the hallway. You said you thought you saw a shadow to your left, a little one.
Oh my God, the shadows.
You were seeing lots of shadows this night.
I'm so impressed.
So you're talking about that. And I go, that makes sense. Turn around. And then I said in a very, very deep voice, which apparently I have a very good bass. I said, feed me. Can I just say I hate doing Phasma because I imitate whatever sound I hear. If it's a deep voice, I'm going deep. If it's loud, I'm screaming.
Oh,
it's just me. Feed me. I said, you, get out. I said that.
Oh.
And when I said that, the flashlight, we had several set up. One of the flashlights on the bar goes off. Sarah, you said, how long have you lived here? And I said, I've been trapped.
I'm trying to be a professional here.
I don't know how far in we are. We're about 17 minutes in. That's when we get professional.
Time for the hard-hitting questions.
So then he said, a minute to warm up.
You were very empathetic. You said, I'm so sorry. How long have you been trapped? And I said, 10 years.
Aw.
There was a bang. You guys did not call it out. But then 30 seconds later, there was another bang that you did call out. Boydston, you said, is that you making all those noises? And I said, he did it. And you said, can you tell me your name? I said, actual name?
Government name, please.
Joe or Joseph?
Saint Joseph.
And I said, I'm Henry.
Oh, he did give us a name.
Henry.
And right after I said that, I said, I can hear a kid laughing.
No.
Was it Henry?
But they said that there was childlike shadows, so.
That's my kid laugh.
That's a horse.
That was scary.
Well, Henry is scary. Also a horse.
As a child. Henry the horse.
Sound?
So then you guys took it that Henry was a ghost because I said I'd been trapped 10 years and I said I heard a kid laugh. So you guys thought Henry was a kid. So what do you do? You tried to lure the kid ghost over to you with candy. And you are going, hey, Henry, I got some candy. Come over here. And I
How do we have friends?
We don't really. Phasma, who cannot hear any of this, go, guys, really? You know?
Henry's like, could you stop?
Immediately, as soon as I said that, you both go, yeah, we got told.
That sounds right.
Hey, yes. Henry, you want some candy?
You guys knew. You knew that you were out of line.
Our creeps, even the ghosts.
The ghosts were like, guys, really?
Like, we don't talk to strangers. You have candy?
So then I said, randomly, do you have the side of the mask? Which I point that out just because that's a pretty long sentence for Phasma.
Yeah.
And you guys had dressed up and had masks.
Oh, yeah.
So Boynton said, we have all the sides. We have the front side.
The back side?
You said, we have the back side. We have the right side. I was just like.
We did, though.
Thank you, Henry, for pointing that out.
So then I said,
that was me.
I know, but he said, do you have the side of the mask?
He was concerned.
Yeah.
Then I said, mine, in a very, very deep voice. I'm not going to replay. And then it was joke time with Sarah. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
No.
You think it's the R, but it's really the C.
And you did that joke, and that was beautiful.
Thank you.
And
I was trying to tell jokes to the child
ghost. You did. And my child ghost's response said, don't be dumb.
Well, that's hurtful.
But it was timed perfectly because you asked what is a pirate's favorite letter. And before you said the punchline, you were like, any guesses? And I said, don't be dumb.
It's obviously R. Duh.
You're wrong, Henry.
And then at this point, I take off the headphones and I said, are you guys moving? And you're like, no. And I said, are your feet touching the ground? And Boynton said, as well as they can.
My feet never touch the ground.
But I
asked. They were just dusting the surface.
But I asked because I was feeling vibrations. And I thought one of you guys was moving around. Because when I do Phasma, I have my eyes closed and everything. And I was telling you, I'm feeling vibrations. I feel like something is moving. And then the REM pod went off and a thud happened.
Ooh.
And that's when we left the kitchen. And that was only 25 minutes.
It was a very fun-filled 25 minutes.
It was. You guys were wanting to move on. I forget where we went next, but you felt like it was time to move on.
Yeah.
So I had the overnight of the kitchen. So we put a recorder out in the hallway right outside the kitchen with the REM pod right next to it. And this started at about 1:30 in the morning. And the REM pod did a tiny little beep, just went beep, 12 times throughout the night.
Hmm.
I did get footsteps and a bang. A couple times. And then 249 minutes in, there was a very obnoxious, annoying dog outside that was barking.
Mm-hmm.
But through the barking that I almost fast-forwarded through, there are two breaths right by the recorder, almost like they are exasperated with this dog.
That dog is keeping them up.
I did get, it sounds like, a couple weird noises, something that might be like a little girl, but it's very faint. So it makes me think that it was not near the kitchen or near the recorder, like down the hall somewhere. And then I got a couple taps that sounded like a door opening at one point and a weird clinking noise that happened only for 2 minutes out of the entire 6-hour recording.
Hmm.
Don't know what it was.
So I had the night vision. We finally figured out night vision to make it go longer than an hour and like 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was just like the battery was running out.
Yeah. And so I figured out, hey, why don't you plug it in?
That is a really good idea.
That is so smart.
And so I did.
You were so smart.
And we got 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Look at that.
That is neat.
Of night vision. So I was staring into the dining room.
Night vision is hard because you are just watching for like orbs or something the whole time. You're just staring versus like at least the audio, we're just listening.
Yeah, you can like do stuff on your phone while you're listening. You can write stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, night vision, you have to stare at the screen.
Yep.
So I feel like I can tell you every single thing about that dining room. But what I didn't, spoiler, I saw nothing.
Aw.
Nothing moved.
No Henry?
No Henry. No shadows. No bursts of mist.
Dang it.
Nothing. I did also hear Rim bleeping a couple of times. Mm-hmm. At one point, I thought I heard bells chiming. So 4 hours into the overnight, I hear it's very faint. Plus, it's on night vision, so we're not going to be able to isolate it. But it feels like talking. And I first hear a man and then a woman. And then the dog starts barking. Mm-hmm. And I hear nothing else after that.
So I did hear some talking as well. At one point, I just wrote it as something. But listening back, it sounds almost like it's very faint, but it's a conversation. And it sounds almost like one of our phones was playing or something. But it wasn't, because it was like 4 hours in. We were
four hours in and we all wear headphones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we all wear headphones, and it was only for like 5-6 seconds. It was very brief, but it did sound like a conversation.
Huh.
And I doubt somebody was outside at 4 a.m, but who knows, they might have been
creepy. I hope not.
We did hear cars all night.
Yeah, we sure did.
Okay, so then upstairs.
Okay,
and this is where all the rooms are. We spent time in Mabel's room.
Yes.
And then the growl room. Those are mainly the two rooms I feel like we spent time in.
Yeah, so my recorder was in the hallway near the growl room, and we spent time in Mabel's room. So I was listening to like the hallway. I could hear us talking in the background, but I don't know what we were saying back there. Did you have your recorder with you in Mabel's room?
So we left a recorder going in Mabel's room.
But we spent time in there too.
Yes, yeah, so it's 70 minutes we come to the room. So the first hour and 10 minutes is without us, and then the Phasma. Do you want to do Mabel's room first or growl room?
Do Mabel's room.
So Mabel was someone who lived in this house, and we call it Mabel's room. There's a lot of kid toys around there that you can like interact with and things like that. So I put a recorder on the bed. We went and investigated elsewhere. So the first 70 minutes, we are not in the room. And I didn't catch anything during those first 70 minutes. And then we enter the room and do some Phasma. Sarah is doing Phasma in this room. We set up flashlights. We got a lot of flashlight responses in this room. I'm not going to point out every time we did, but we got quite a few. Sarah says, talk to me. We introduce ourselves, me and Boydston. We say, you know, we've been here before, but we were new. We weren't really good at ghost hunting back then. And you go, right?
Agreed.
So then we start asking, you know, what's your name? And you give us the name Allison. And then right after you said, who's Allison? We go, yeah, who is she? And you go, you're staring at her. Listen.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's a little creepy. So then we thought we were seeing or hearing things out in the hallway, I think, because we were like, Allison, are you in the hallway? We were very fixated on that. You said no. And then you said, what's out there? We're like, I don't know. You tell us. So then you said, you started talking about a man, and you said, he's abusive. He's an abuser. Lies.
Aww.
And flashlights were going off like nonstop during this. You said, I'm trying to speak. And then you gave the name Jeffrey, and you said that was a little boy's voice. And then you said, you remember his name is Tony. Motherfucker.
Oh my God.
It's the last name?
No. But me and Boydston had a lot of fun with Tony.
Jeffrey, Tony, motherfucker. Full government
name. Do you remember this conversation with Tony?
Nope, but I could start singing Hey Tony right here in my head.
So Boydston immediately started singing the Frosted Flakes theme song. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm so sorry for this again, Sarah. You're going to hate us. I said, Sarah likes deep voices. Can you talk scary to her? And Boydston goes, she also likes titty twisters.
Hey, how do you know that?
I don't, actually.
I said,
were you trying to make them give me a titty twist? You bitch.
It gets worse.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's going to come back to you.
I said, can you pull her hair a little bit?
Oh, my God. You're the abusers.
Boydston goes, if you got bad breath, just blow it up her nose.
Up the nose.
I know you hate smells.
I really do. You know, I would have called that out. That's a good point.
And then we said, Sarah is yours for the taking.
Gross.
We have given you up.
Oh, you guys are great friends.
And then I felt bad because I said, oh, she's going to hate us.
I didn't even hear it. I wouldn't have known had you
not. I was kind of hoping you got this recording, but you didn't. Oh, God. Boydson said, she's for sale. Oh. To the highest ghost bidder.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah, see, that sound, it without ghost in right. there, it sounds very terrible. So, but
yeah.
ghost?
Yeah.
She's I for sale to the that. Highest ghost bidder.
Still feels weird, but I mean, I like it.
I said, yeah, whatever you want to do, she'll be okay with it.
Really?
I'm so sorry.
I am the Aaron of the group, apparently.
We're talking to Tony. So I said, Tony, go touch Sarah. And you said, more. And then you said, they say I won't touch you.
Oh, who's they?
I don't know. Oh. And the flashlight by you is going off. And then you said, Sarah, he might just leave her alone.
Thank you, ghost.
He's pretty freaky.
What in the hell?
So then we say, listen, Sarah's got spirit ears. She'll hear you if you get close to her. And you said, well, that's disappointing.
They want it to be a secret.
So then there's silence for a while. So we said, Alice and Tony, are you still here? And you said, yes. And I said, can you tell me your name again? And you said, yes, stupid.
I meant it.
And then Boyson said, which one are you, you little shit?
Am I okay?
I was not expecting that. Why are you so angry?
Half these things do. I mean, I know I can be weird and inappropriate, but half these things are just not me.
You were possessed by something.
You both need to listen to this recording. It's hilarious. So then I said, it hurts my feelings when you call me stupid. I was vocalizing my hurt feelings, and you go, we know. So then we try out our Boston accents because we think Tony is from Jersey. So it became a Boston accent. We asked Tony if he wore polos and had spiky gel hair. He said, no, who thinks that?
Idiots.
So then we start talking about Tony and his mom, and we ask if he's a mama's boy, and you go, fight me.
He is a mama's boy.
And so then you said, they're recording. We're like, yeah, we are recording. We're recording everything. And you go, yeah, slut.
Oh my, Tony.
And I know, this is our reaction. We're like, Tony, this is uncalled for. And you go, no, I stuck up for her. He said it. So it
was Tony is my defender.
Well, it was like, no, somebody else came through and said, no, I stuck up for her. He said it.
Oh, okay.
So then I said, you're hurting my feelings and I just want to be friends with you. And you said, shut up. Boyson says, Tony, go stand in the hallway. You're being mean to us. And you said, don't treat me like that. So then again, I'm like, Tony, stop being so rude. And you go, will she just shut up?
Ouch.
And I was like, excuse me? And you go, you heard me.
Okay.
I feel a bit like a bit of this was karma because we were being mean. Mm-hmm. So then we were like, look, can you bring back Allison or Mabel? They were much nicer to us than you. And you go, yes, I'm here. Everyone is here again. They won't stop fighting. Harry Potter, she believes it. And I got very excited. And then we left.
Wow.
I'm going to just say I am so sorry that we're trying to sell you to the ghosts because they were very mean after that.
That is called karma.
Yeah, they did not like us. So we deserved it. That's all I'll say. We deserved that.
Okay, that's interesting.
She's never going to do Phasma again.
I almost will do it, but...
You don't trust us.
I don't trust you. That's hurtful.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. It's
fine. We've all said inappropriate beef hole.
That wasn't about you and your beef hole.
My beef hole. Thank you.
Boydson, she was sitting right next to me. I said it to her face. Okay, well, my recorder was in the hallway outside of the girl room while we were in Mabel's room. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hear anything for the first 30 minutes. And then here we come, like a herd of elephants.
We must have been downstairs.
No. We were just walking on the hallway.
Oh, okay.
I think the recorder was on the floor. And then I think both of us have this recording. So I don't know if you want me to say the things or if you want to.
I have one from outside the growl room and one from inside the growl room. So you go. I feel like I've talked a lot. And I'll add as needed.
Okay. During this time, we were using flashlights and REM pods. Boydston went on Phasma. I kept saying to go out in the hallway before this. Boydston says, missing. Whiskey. It's haunting us. Sure.
Oh, this is a different one than mine because nobody's on Phasma during mine.
Oh, okay. Flashlights during this time went off and on several times. I said, who turned it on? Boydson says, Rachel. Lindsay asks if they're hiding. Boydson says, yes, 11. Flashlight goes on. Then Boysen says, go to the door. We ask, which door? And she says, any of them, straight to the cemetery.
Ooh, okay.
Boysen says, that's my hero. Lizzie says, thank you. Thinking she was talking to her. And Boysen says, you're welcome. Then Lizzie sings, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I really don't know why, but it happened. And then Boysen says, she's getting pumped.
I was pumped.
And then Lizzie says, do you know who is a poet here? And Boysen says, Sarah. And Lizzie says, do you want to hear a poem by her? How the dark was dark. And Boysen says, do you really think that? We do hear a tap. I can hear it on the recorder. The flashlight goes on.
That
and
was
off.
A great poem. Thank you. Stand behind that.
Do you think that, actually?
I was pumping you up.
Boysen says, go to the hallway. And then I call out that I get a headache randomly. And Boydston yells, he's still American.
What?
Well, good for you.
I don't know who is, but somebody is. I ask, who is giving me this headache or why do I have it? And Boysen says, the woman. I won't say. Hmm. Boysen says, pretty and fun. Lindsay says, aw, they're describing us.
I was feeling us that night.
And Boysen says, quit while you're ahead. Do you really think that?
These spirits are not being nice to us.
Boysen says, brother. Oh, I try to have them say one of my brother's names. And Boysen says, how am I supposed to know that? True. Okay. And then the light just next to me goes off and on several times while we were doing that.
So we went back to the growl room a second time and did not do Phasma. And I had a recorder inside the growl room with us, and it was on the bed in there with Boydson. And then there was one we put outside in the hallway, outside the growl room. And I think it's interesting that when you did Phasma, it kept saying go to the hallway because that's where we heard everything was in the hallway. Mm-hmm. The recorder in the growl room, I mean, I can hear us clearer. Everything we were calling out that we were hearing, I can't hear. Okay, so we go in there and set up the flashlights, and this is when we tell Sarah that we sang the Frosted Flakes theme song. Okay,
yeah.
And you mentioned that you had had a headache when you were in there earlier.
Okay.
And you said it's gone now, but you did say you have a tingle in your left leg.
Ooh, not the tingle.
And we said many times, the silence is so loud in this room. Like, we felt like we couldn't hear anything else outside of the room.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. We hear some tippity-tappity by the window, which I did not pick up on anything. Something that was interesting, we set up our flashlights like we always do, but a flashlight turned on and we were like, that's a fourth flashlight. Where did that flashlight come from? Do you guys remember this?
No.
It was a clicky flashlight that turned on by itself.
We were very confused how a click one.
A clicky flashlight turned on?
Yes. Because mm-hmm. There was four lights on at once. And we said, why is there a fourth flashlight? We only have three.
And we weren't holding it.
It was on the dresser. Mm-hmm. And so we went and picked it up and you were like, that's a clicky one. It shouldn't be turning on. But it turned on.
It did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. At one point, we heard a thud, but we did not, or no, I heard a thud out in the hallway, but we did not call it out, so I don't think that we heard it. And then there was like a pop, almost sounds like something was being dropped that we all caught and all called out. Boydson heard something at one point, and it sounds like a very, very faint growl. And then I hear what sounds like an EVP. Sarah heard it as well, but Boydson did not. So Sarah and I were both kind of near the door. Boydson, you were in the bed. Mm-hmm. So it was out in the hallway again. And that's where I got it more clear, was on the hallway recorder. It's very faint. Right after that, Sarah said you had a headache again and that you were having heart palpitations. And like a good friend, I said, what's your heart rate at? It was 108.
Oh. Hmm.
At this point, you go out to the hallway, Sarah, because you said you kept... You were brave.
Thank you.
You're like, I'm hearing things. I'm seeing some shadows. So you went out there. You heard a growl, and I did catch something on the recorder. And that was right after I said, what do you have to say to us? I caught an EVP. I thought it was a woman or a dog. Boydson heard it. Sarah was moving, so you did not hear it.
Damn it.
But right after that, you start talking about your palpitations again.
And it's not feeling good, apparently.
That you thought you saw something in the right corner. We all leave at about 30 minutes in and left the recorder going in the hallway. And 3 minutes later, I hear footsteps. And then 20 minutes after that, there is a bang that is right by the recorder. It's very loud.
I think the only other recording we have to talk about is the one that was left in Eliza's hallway.
And this is on the first floor, right?
Second floor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had the overnight recording from that. I got what sounds like maybe a cat meowing just one time. I can't tell if it's a cat or if it's a voice, but that was the only time I heard it. I also heard what sounds like a bell ringing that would be like on a bicycle. I can hear a very faint female voice at two different times, about 30 seconds apart. A couple bangs here and there, and my recorder is like near some open windows, basically. Yeah. So I can like hear the highway traffic.
The cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jiminy and friends all night.
Yes.
So after several hours, you start realizing like what's close and what's not. So I tried to only put down the things that I could hear fairly close. I heard at one point what sounds like maybe a doorknob turning. It's kind of high pitched, so like squeaky metal.
Okay.
And then not long after that, I hear what sounds like a metal handle on a drawer kind of like drop, like it had been lifted and dropped, like that reverberation sound. Okay. And then the very last thing that I hear, and this is after I leave in the morning, because I left about an hour before. They did. There is a very weird dragging sound in the hallway where the recorder is that I didn't hear the entire night, just that time for a few seconds. That was it. Gotta say, I was a little bit disappointed. I was kind of hoping I'd pick up on a EVP.
With that many hours of footage. I felt like
it would, but it didn't.
Yeah, the vibes versus the evidence is, it doesn't match up at all.
I totally agree.
Which, I mean, that can happen.
Yeah. I think part of it might have been the placement of where we put some of the recorders, because I felt like I was hearing stuff, but it was so faint that it's going to be hard to isolate.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it was coming from, but it was like it was just out of reach of the recorder.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we only have 3 recorders and we have...
For a huge place.
So many rooms.
So many rooms and the basement, all those hours and got nothing.
I know. That's we tried to put them in like popular areas that are like...
The most haunted.
Yeah, supposedly the most haunted. And I think if we ever go back, we'll just have to pick our own spots and see if we like those better.
Well, I mean, the first time we were there, we call it the growl room because that's where we got the growl. And that recorder outside the growl room got quite a bit for just the hour of audio that I had.
Yeah,
it's true.
But you both had vibes. You were seeing things.
Yeah.
And sensing things as well, having a lot of physical symptoms.
I definitely didn't sleep great that night. I mean, it wasn't my worst night's sleep, but I definitely woke up several times.
I don't think we were doing ratings back in the day when we first went to Beatty. So what would you guys give Beatty? You can either do a combined or you can do this time.
I'll do combined. Seven.
It was definitely a different experience, I think, this time around. But I also preferred it this way.
Same.
But we caught our very cool growl the first time we were there. And I think that's kind of what sparked everything. So you kind of like look for that each time you go back. But I want to go back again.
I would go back. I like Beatty. I think it is a really cool place. It's a cool building. It's got lots of history and it's huge. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to our Return to Beatty Mansion. You can always check us out at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it and it really does help.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.